Today I'm chatting with Kevin Zale-Sack. He is an artist out of Monterey, and I say just artist because he does a lot of different things, so we didn't want to like just classify him. He's also in the design program at Tennessee Tech. He's a junior. Hey, Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So you're in the digital program at Tech, but then, so I didn't want to introduce you as just, you know, a digital artist, because you're not just that. Tell me some of the other things that you do.
I'll start it by saying I have too many hobbies.
Okay.
I do a little bit of graffiti style work, like the spacescapes with spray paint and murals and whatnot. I haven't done as many of those recently, but that's something I'm trying to get into, like what we were talking about earlier with the squid.
Mm-hmm.
I do leatherworking as well, and a little bit of fabrication with like metal and stuff to do like costume pieces and everything. And then the design, that's my primary focus. I do that with, trying to think of what it's called. I work at a sign shop currently.
Okay.
And we do vehicle wraps as well. So like my digital art really goes along with that. So I'm taking like what I'm learning in school and putting it with in a production field.
Yeah, absolutely. Do they let you design?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. That's pretty cool. And so you're also an Air Force veteran.
Yes, ma'am.
When did you serve?
I was in from July 19th, 2011, all the way until July 18th, 2017.
That's a long time.
Yeah, 6 years. It was, yeah.
So you get done with that and you're like, I'm going to be an artist.
I got it done with that, actually. And I got out and I did some military contracting for a couple years. I did contracting for a couple months in Albuquerque after I got out, and I was just not enjoying it. Not that there was anything wrong with it. It was just I was doing the same job I was doing in the military, and it wasn't my cup of tea. So I decided that, you know, I'm going to pack up. I put in my 2 weeks notice, and I moved to Tennessee just on a whim. My brother lived in Smithville, so I moved in and stayed with him for a while. And, yeah, then I was like, oh, hey, I'm going to go and do the engineering stuff. So I went to Ball State, started taking some courses on a whim. Literally the day they started classes, I signed up for classes.
Wow.
Yeah, and that was January 2018.
Huh.
And then, I just kind of started going. Then I realized, no, I don't like math.
Yeah.
I do not like calculus. So, you know, art had been something I had always done. And then I found out they had a design program. And that's kind of how I just kind of fell into that.
So why did you pick graphic design and not, they have like, you know, they have a multitude of
I did think about doing the metals program mm-hmm. there. Which, you know, something interests me because, you know, fabrication, I like making things.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I've always had a fascination with computers and doing graphic design. I kind of taught myself using a program called Inkscape, which is like a SVG program mm-hmm. that's free because, you know, I never paid for Adobe stuff. And I realized that I really did enjoy messing with like vector graphics and everything. So I just kind of went along with that, figured out, hey, I'm gonna try it out and see how it goes.
Yeah. So what are your long-term plans with the graphic design?
I would really like to be able to work possibly like in like a firm or something and working with like one-on-one with clients, kind of like I do in my day job right now. You know, something a little different, but I don't know. I made a book recently or last semester for school. I sent you a photo of it.
I saw that. It was really cool.
And I really enjoyed doing the layouts and design and everything, surprisingly.
Well, I couldn't open the book. So what's inside the book?
Well, I sent you the cover and with like the helmet mm-hmm. that I had. And really that was actually like a story of my time in the Mandalorian Mercs. When I was interesting enough, like the Mandalorian Mercs really helped me at the time when I was a part of it because it took me out of a really bad depression. It gave me something to do and made me realize that, you know, having something creative to do, keep my hands busy and to think
mm-hmm.
was a smarter route than sitting around and just having a little bit of self-loathing.
Being depressed?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, art helps a lot with that. It almost gives you a sense of purpose.
Yeah, it definitely does.
You know?
It definitely does.
And then I wonder sometimes, I'm like, is this superficial? Because I do belong here.
You know, it's funny. I was in drawing class right before I came here. Somebody you interviewed a while back, Jeremy Blair.
Yeah.
And he and I were actually having this exact conversation about, you know, whether or not, like, imposter syndrome. And, mm-hmm. like, you feel superficial with things you do and everything of whether or not, like, you know, you're just kind of faking it.
Absolutely. I could talk for hours about imposter syndrome. We might get into that. More of our conversation with Kevin Zale-Sack coming
yes.
up on the scene. I am chatting with Kevin Zalesack, and he is in the design program at Tennessee Tech. So before the break, we were talking about your book that you created. What was the title of the book?
It was Zephas, How the Mandalorian Mercs Changed My Life.
And what's the Mandalorian Mercs?
The Mandalorian Mercs are a nonprofit 501c3 costume group and charity organization. We make Mandalorian costumes like Boba Fett and everything. And you can either do costumes from like the actual movies or come up with a custom version.
Mm-hmm.
The standards are very high. You actually have to make something like movie accurate. That if somebody was like, hey, I want to put you on screen, you're going on screen. And it would flow for what the Star Wars universe would have. And being part of the organization, you know, you also do a lot of charity events. You know, you go visit sick kids in hospitals. My particular group I was part of in New Mexico at the time, we were called Varang Clan. Varang in Mandalorian language means scorched earth.
Okay.
And it made sense because there's just nothing growing like in the deserty parts that I lived in at the time.
Okay.
Let's see. Yeah, we did things. We raised money. We donated to Big Brothers, Big Sisters and everything, visited hospitals and went to a lot of conventions and stuff still to help get membership and everything. And it's a worldwide organization too. They're actively over 5,000 members now, I believe, worldwide, which, I mean, worldwide, that seems small, but considering before like the Star Wars movies came out, they only had like my membership number is 1,320. So within a couple year time frame of when I got membership to where they got to like where they are now, huge influx. So it's awesome.
It sounds like it was pretty inspiring for your project then.
Yes, it was very inspiring. The Mandalorian merch really did help me during a very troubling time in my life. I was had a lot of depression and everything going on, and undiagnosed at the time. But it really helped me stay busy and out of a rut.
Yeah. And it sounds like it was something that was really positive in your life.
It was very positive.
Yeah. So putting energy into things that are positive feels good.
It does. It does. It helps more than most people realize.
Absolutely. And so I saw that you created, you've got your work on the Monterey Police Department's.
Yes, ma'am.
Vehicles.
Yes, ma'am. I guess they had four new Durangos, that Dodge Durangos, donated to them. Mm-hmm. And they wanted to do something a little different. This is like newer vehicles and everything. So they came down to the RAP partner where I work in just south of town.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they were like, oh, we're just going to some basic things. And after some talking with my point of contact over there, we decided, no, we're going to throw that out the window and we're going to do something entirely different. So we did an American flag. With like the blue stripe down the middle and where it says police and everything all across the side. And it's all with like 3M reflective vinyl. So it's plotted and it's cut out, put on the white vehicle. So whenever, even at night, like when you drive up and you just shine your lights on it, it reflects and pops in your face.
That's
and
cool.
No matter what time of day or night it is, it pops. It looks really good.
So if you're speeding.
Oh, and you see that, you're in trouble probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe you'll see it from a distance and it'll remind you to slow down and be a safe driver.
Ideally, you shouldn't have been speeding in the first place. But, you know, I'm not anybody's mom. So
I slip up sometimes. That's why
I'm guilty too. I'm guilty too. You know, it's whatever.
You ever look down at the speedometer and you're like,
constantly,
oh, crap.
Constantly.
So I always wondered how do you get the computer image like onto the car? Do you do that part, or are you just
designing? I actually do a little bit of everything there. I'm not a full-time installer or anything, but I do have some experience installing. Where it starts is really with your idea.
Mm-hmm.
You have to create it with the program and everything, kind of like get your basic idea laid out. To do it properly, you have to figure out exactly where it's going to go on the vehicle, get the measurements of the vehicle, and then build it to scale within a program. Like I use Adobe Illustrator for 99% of that job.
Okay.
So I took and did a lot of work with using like Pathfinder tools and everything, pushing and pulling items. You take that file, you upload it into another program that can take those paths and create more paths for cutting.
Okay.
The software then takes it and puts it into the machine. and it'll cut it out and plot it. Just like one of those Cricut plotters, mm-hmm. but on like a 60-inch one instead.
All right. I want to hear a little bit more about this. We're going to take a break and we'll be right back with Kevin Zalesack. I am here with Kevin Zalesack. He is a student at Tennessee Tech in the design program. And so you have a squid.
I do have a squid.
That has manifested in your mind. And yep. you have now brought him to life in various forms.
Yes.
Tell me about him.
So the unofficial name for him is Squidly McSquidface, because I couldn't come up with a better name than that.
I don't think that there is a better name than that.
And that's what I've been rolling with for about 6 months now. So, you know, I think it's pretty much sticking at this point.
Okay.
Start off, I always loved Humboldt squid, which are like a squid you can find like the Gulf over by Mexico and everything. There's something about him. I watched a documentary when I was a kid on him. Always fascinated me. And I always caught myself like drawing squid and whatnot. And kind of going back with like the graffiti style stuff, which is really like a thing that got me into art, mm-hmm. I guess, on like a, as like thinking about it as something different than, oh, hey, that's a painting on a wall at a museum.
Yeah.
Yeah, I tried drawing like a squid. I've always drawn squid, but then I was like, I want to draw one that's consistent. So if I ever decided I wanted to do something bad, I could just put it up somewhere. And, you know,
is that what the sticker is about?
That's what the stickers are about now.
There's a sticker. Did you slap that on Tennessee Tech?
Oh, staircase? I slap that up everywhere. There are multiple in Cookeville. Yeah.
So if you see a squid,
a squid sticker or like a piece of paper with tape over it, yeah, I got you.
That's okay. Me. Well, so what are your plans for Squidly?
Squidly mostly is just, I wish I could say there was like a better, better thing. Like I had like a more solid reason for doing it.
Mm-hmm.
But a big reason for the way I'm doing it with the stickers and everything is I'm trying to think of a really non-destructive way of tagging. Because, you know, sticker, it comes off and you don't have to worry about like having to hire somebody to spray or repaint something. You know, sticker rips off and you're good.
Okay.
But it's still a way to tag, I guess. And tagging in some respects is just a very quick way to give a pop to an area. You'll see people on like documentaries about like graffiti and stuff where they go around and there are different types of tags you would do. You do like quick throw up tags, or I don't know if that's the proper term. It's just what I call it, to where you'll see somebody come up, use one can of spray paint, do like their letters, and then they're gone. And they're just putting like their signature or something on it.
Okay.
And then you have ones that are like more established pieces where it's like multiple days of working or an entire day of working.
It's not just graffiti.
Like, there's thought and planning into it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's surprising. There's a couple graffiti artists I follow online, and that's how their work is. It's all thought out and planned. So Squidly was really something I planned out, and I drew it on like a grid multiple times. And then I took that grid and had it up on my computer here. And then I was on my tablet drawing in Adobe Fresco, just slowly and painstakingly getting it, and it took me like a couple hours. I spent way too long on that piece, but the squid is just something I enjoy. I love squid, and it's just an easy way that when people see it and they're like, oh, hey, I saw this one here. And I'm like, all right, cool. You know, they recognize it. You know, it's kind of nice.
I feel like Squidly has big plans though.
There are some plans, and I'm actually working on another version of Squidly mm-hmm. for a contest I'm going to be entering. And so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
And this contest is like slowly evolving how I go about doing the pieces
mm-hmm.
and the scale of pieces. Let's just say that.
Have you thought about painting Squidly?
That is kind of where I'm going with these next pieces I'm doing.
Because you're a really good painter.
Apparently
you are.
That's what I'm told. I don't believe it. I don't think I am, personally.
Well, yeah, I saw your work and I was like, wow, I love the texture. And
are you talking about the
skull?
The skull, yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, it was in Perry's painting class over at Tech.
Yeah, I love Perry.
Yeah, Perry's fantastic. Love the guy. And we were recreating the masters. So I did a painting by Paul Cezanne.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was really amazing. I was so impressed.
Thank you.
Well, so where can people find your work?
You can kind of find it a lot of different places, mm-hmm. but I am on Instagram at _Zeafus, that's Zeafus okay. _. You can find me on Behance at kevin.zalesack, so okay. That's kevin.zalesack. And I've got a Facebook page too, and I post things random places all the time.
And we can find Squidly around town.
You can find Squidly around town also.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Kevin. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
All right.